You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
We are thrilled to be broadcasting from our affiliate WDET in Detroit today. And Detroit, the Motor City, you know all of that. But did you know that the development of the automobile industry has always been a driver of technology in America? And the Detroit area remains a development center for car-related technology. Important technological breakthroughs that sometimes jump right out of a speeding car. That's right. And end up in the economy at large. First adopters of cell phones were in cars, and cars just left those cell phones behind. The car phones jumped out of the cars and became cell phones. GPS, Bluetooth networks all got their start in cars. And one of the next big things just might be the safety pilot model deployment, a huge transportation, safety, and infrastructure project that has buy-in from 8 automakers and the U.S. Department of Transportation. It's a communication network for cars, roads, traffic signals. Imagine everything you see along your commute interacting in the background and occasionally in the foreground. Our guest, James Sayer, is piloting the system this year. He joins us from Ann Arbor. He's a research scientist in the Human Factors Group at the University of Michigan Transportation Research Institute. Dr. Sayer, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So what is this infrastructure that you're building? We're talking about cars interacting with stoplights, with signage, everything, right?
Yeah, we're installing in a portion of the city of Ann Arbor a series of pieces of equipment that are tied into the traffic control signal network, as well as instrumentation in just over 2,800 vehicles that are operating in that environment.
Now, as a pilot program, what does it allow you to do? To test to see if a stoplight can actually tell a car to shut down? Or are you simply testing the ability of the network to kind of make sure it knows where everybody is at any given moment?
Initially, it's the latter. It's understanding the capabilities of the wireless communication system to understand where all the vehicles are located. If you know where all the vehicles are, you know where your vehicle is and where another vehicle is, you can project out whether or not they might be on a collision course. So first and foremost, the objective of the model deployment is to evaluate what safety benefits might be achieved through this wireless communication. After that,
let me throw a couple of scenarios at you. Is it possible in a situation like this that if you reach a sort of traffic threshold, that if every car on the road and truck was in this sort of network, the network could enforce a kind of speed uniformity that would essentially drive the cars and smooth down the traffic and actually make it possible for people to get to where they're going much more quickly while they're in the traffic jam?
Yes, in theory, if you had a high enough rate of penetration into the vehicles that are on the roads, you know, first and foremost, what probably would happen is alternative routes would be suggested if you started to reach, you know, levels of congestion like you'd suggested.
And that requires a certain level of cars talking to each other to keep track of what are the alternative routes. What about collision avoidance? What situations would this absolutely be a safety mechanism, and what situations would this not really be able to help with?
The types of crashes that it probably is most promising for are things like rear-end crashes, blind spot crashes, when you're changing a lane, you don't realize someone's adjacent to you, and intersection crashes.
Well, we're thankful for that. Dr. James Sayer is a research scientist in the Human Factors Group at the University of Michigan Transportation Research Institute, piloting a new connected vehicle safety model deployment. The U.S. Department of Transportation has bought in. Thanks so much, Doctor.
You're welcome.